Saga Egmont presents Left for Dead by Joy Kluver, read by Claire Trusson. Chapter 1. Monday. Bernie hit the snooze button. 6:30 a.m. What day is it? She tried to focus for a few seconds. Monday, she moaned. She really wanted a few more minutes' sleep, but the pressure on her bladder was all-consuming. She was about to get up when her phone began to ring. She snatched it up. D.I. Noel, she said, as she got up and walked to the bathroom. Sorry to ring so early, Bernie. I hope I didn't wake you up. Bernie recognised D.S. Kerry Allen's voice. She sat down on the toilet and willed her wee to be quiet. No, you didn't wake me up. What's up? We've got a woman attacked in Swindon. Looks similar to the sexual attacks that have been happening over the past few months. Bernie sighed, more with relief at emptying her bladder than at the attacks. Thought that was being handled in Swindon. Yes, but... what's that noise? Are you on the loo? Bernie laughed a little. Yes, sorry, I was desperate. It's not much fun having a baby pushing on your bladder, but it's no different from when we go to the loo at work for our little chats. Carry on. Gee, thanks. I'll try not to let it put me off. Okay, the woman was found this morning in Town Gardens. As I said, it looks like the same MO, but this time he's upped his game. Not just sexual assault, as if that's not bad enough. He hit her on the head and left her for dead. Left for dead? She's alive? Asked Bernie. She stood up, flushed the toilet, and washed her hands, cradling her phone between her ear and neck. Barely. She's in a bad way. She had her bag with her still, and there were family contact details in her purse. A car is on its way now to them. Hopefully they'll give us permission to take forensic evidence. Bernie looked in the mirror above the sink. The shadows under her eyes were darkening with disturbed sleep, but her light brown skin glowed with the effects of pregnancy hormones pumping round her body. Strange that her bag was left. Presumably we have a name, she said. Yes, Kira Howard. Maybe he left the bag because he was disturbed by someone else having a late night or early morning jaunt. We don't have timescales yet. It was the park ranger who found her. He was taking his dog for a walk before opening the gates and said no one else was around, and the paramedics said she was very cold. Bernie thought that when people looked at the pros and cons of having a dog, they should also factor in the possibility of it finding a body. Okay, where are you going to first? She asked. Scene and then the hospital. We won't be able to see her until after the doctors have assessed her. Bernie glanced at the time on her phone. 6:45 a.m. Text me the details and I'll meet you at the scene. I'll try to be there before 8. See you soon. Bernie wandered back into the bedroom, hoping Doogie hadn't been woken up. Instead, he was also on his phone, his normally slicked back dark hair tousled from sleep. I haven't forgotten about the data, sir. Tom's sorting it out for us this morning. We'll have time to go through it all before the raid. Yes, I'll see you later, sir. He hung up and rubbed his face before looking at Bernie. What have you got? He asked. Sexual assault and attempted murder in Swindon. You? A reminder that I have a briefing at 8. Like I'm going to forget. The DCI is panicking because someone's coming from the Met. He shook his head. This County Line's drugs case is huge now, and there's still so much to get through before the raid. I'll probably be late tonight. Doogie Anderson got out of bed and hugged Bernie. Did you sleep okay? He smoothed her hair away from her face and kissed her. I had to get up twice for the loo. The midwife said it should get a bit easier in the second trimester. Hasn't so far. Doogie winced. Not fun. Hey, it's second scan this week, isn't it? Bernie knew what was coming. We've been through this. If you come, I have to ask Alex too. But he's with Ali now. If you just took the test. I'm not risking the baby for your precious ego.